Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about coronavirus cases that appear to be on the decline in most parts of the world, but appears to be far from over.
We are also going to look at the victimization of foreigners in South Africa following the launch of Operation Dudula, meant to drive out foreigners from the neighboring country amid incidents of locals attacking truck drivers and destroying their permits. The locals are accusing foreigners of taking their jobs.
In Zimbabwe, COVID-19 cases are also going down, leading to the opening of schools this week. The Minister of Health reported yesterday that one person died of COVID-19, while 137 new cases were recorded countrywide. Zimbabwe so far recorded 230,740 confirmed cases, 221,983 recoveries, and 5,367 deaths. To date, a total of 4,296,514 people have had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 3,326,819 have so far had their second dose. 71,095 people have so far received their third dose.
Wongo wadio watereri ni watariri. Ini, dini jonga kandemiri, ndi nemi mune chino churongwa, chatinotarisa zvirikusangana vana veZimbabwe, vari kunze kwenyika, nemi vari munyika, nhasi uri musi wechitatu, tichitarisa musi wechitatu, 9 kukadzi 2022. Hurukuro yedu, tiri kutarisa denda reCOVID-19, ratinotanga kukupai update mazuva ose, nezvinenge zvichiitika munyika. Tinonzwa kuti nezuro munhu mumwe chete akafa neCOVID-19. Kwakaitawo vamwe vane chitsama vakawanikwa vaine denda iri vanosvika 137 kana kuti zana nemakumi matatu nevanomwe vakawanikwa vaine denda iroro. Kushaya kwemunhu mumwe chete kwakaita kuti uwandu hwevanhu vafa neCOVID-19 hunge huchisvika pazviuru zvishanu nemazana matatu nemakumi matanhatu nevanomwe 5,367. Ndo vanhu vafa nedenda iri kubva paratanga munyika. Uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa neCOVID kubvawo zvayatanga munyika hwakasvika pazviuru mazana maviri nemakumi matatu nemazana manomwe ane makumi mana kana kuti 230,740 confirmed cases. Vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga vakasvika mamamiriyoni mana ane zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mapfumbamwe nezvitanhatu nemazana mashanu negumi newana 4,296,514 ndovabayiwa nhomba yekutanga. Tisakangona kuti kurudzire hurumende ndeyekuti kubayiwe vanhu vanokwana kuita 10 million kana kuti mamiriyoni gumi. Saka vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yepiri kuti tinge tichitarisa kusvika pa 10 million ipapo vasvika pamamiriyoni matatu ane zviuru mazana matatu nemakumi maviri nezvitanhatu nemazana masere negumi nevapfumbamwe 3,326,819. Vabayiwa nhomba yetatu inonzi booster shots ndo vasvika pa 71,095 kana kuti zviuru makumi manomwe nechimwe nemazana nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevashanu 71,095 ndo vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yechitatu. Imwe nyaya tiri kutarisa kushungurudzwa kunonzi kuri kuitwa zvizvarwa zviri kunze kwenyika zviri muSouth Africa kusanganisira vana veZimbabwe vari kunze vari kushungurudzwa pasi pechirongwa chakaparurwa nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa chinonzi Operation Dudula chavari kuti chakanangana nekuburitsa vasiri vemunyika iyi muSouth Africa imomo. Tinoona kuti vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vanoshanda zvikuru maboka nekutyairwa kwedzimotokari hombe kana matraka aya anonzi magonyeti pamwe chete nevanoshanda munzvimbo dzinotengeserwa zvekudya marestoranti nemahotera ndevamwe vanhu vari kunangwa kana kutagetwa nechirongwa ichochi zvakanyanya. Takaona mazuva apera mutungamiri werimwe bato rinopikisa muSouth Africa reEFF Julius Malema vachipinda mumarestoranti kana munzvimbo dzekudyira nechikwata chavo vachiyambira vanhu vekunze pamwe nevashandirwi kuti vanoda uwando wakadi wevanhu vanofanira vachishanda vekunze zvichienzaniswa neuwando wakadi wevana veSouth Africa vanenge vachishanda. Ndo nyaya imwe yatinenge tichitarisa nhasi muchirongwa Gibbs.
Kujalosivile kukhulunywa ngojonga namhlanje ke sineendaba ezithize esikhuluma ngazo. Okokuqala, sivile sikhuluma ngeCOVID-19. Kukhanya ke umkhuhlane lo uyehla emazweni atshiyeneyo. Xa sikhangela njalo lakule Zimbabwe kunjalo ngoba izikolo zigcina zivulwa izolo. Zivulwa ke ngesikhathi sikukanyaza neCOVID ayisatshayi kangako. So ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubeka ukuthi kulomuntu oyedwa obulwe yiCOVID-19 izolo, kwathi 537 bahloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kuyabika njalo ukuthi kusukisela ngesikhathi umkhuhlane lokuqhamuka kwele Zimbabwe sokunabantu 5367 asababulawa yiCOVID-19. Lokhu ke kuphakathi kwabantu kwenani labantu abafika 230,740 asababanjwa yiCOVID-19. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi abasebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo bafika 221,983. Ngosuku sithi asebejove ijekiseni yakuqala bayi 4,296,514 labasebehlatshwe yesibili 3,326,819. Kukhanya kunjalo sibili. Singathi izolo ke abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo uhlangothi lolu luthi bayi 209. Okunye njalo esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje sikhanya khonoku ke ukuhlanyezwa kwabantu bokuza kwele South Africa yilabo ke abakwenza ukuthiwa yi-Operation Dudula. Operation Dudula leyi kwani into ehluphayo kakhulu. Bangena emkambo befike beyothi sicela ubontweni ungangaphi, xa ngowezimbabwe kumbe ungowemalawi kumbe ungowemozambique kumbe ngaphi ngaphi Nigeria, bathi phuma uhambe ikakhulu nxa ungela amaphepha ngokusebenza kulelo lizwe. Kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abakusolayo kakhulu kulokhu okwenzakalayo ngoba nxa abantu bekhulumbula kuhle sibili ibandla le-ANC lebandla lezaphu balwa ndawonye ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko. Siyakhumbula ukuthi kwakule Zipra kube sisiwa lemkonto wesizwe uyiba baqala impi okuthiwa ke i-Operation Wangena liyana ilutuli detachment kwakungamaibutho le-Zipra lebutho lemkonto wesizwe. So abantu bathi lingakukhohlwa khonoku ukuthi imkhonto le-Zipra zalwa ndawonye. Ngakho ke i-South Africa kumele ibonge ukuthi iZimbabwe yanceda kakhulu kukhonoku ke kukhulula abantu. So ke khonoku ukuthi kugijinyiswe abantu bekwele Zimbabwe imkhanyazane kuyabakhathaza ukuthi kambe kuya ngaphi. Siyabona ukuthi nxa bengena emkambo khonaphana abantu bayapanika, abanye babaleka begcwala indawo yonke balahla impahla yabo jonga kukhanya kulo buzima sibili obunye obumangalisayo. So ke lalabo abatshayela imota labo bayakhala sibili bathi umuntu yathi lokhu etshayela imota uzokuthiwa mana la phuma sikubone. Omunye bemkhathi sibili bamjango oswazi okunye okumangalisayo umuntu omdala ezibuhlungu, umuntu omdala ulabantwana ulemuli ulezihlobo ulabangani. So kukhanya kulo buhlungu ejoka.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri manzwa shoko riri kutaurwa nemumwe wangu Gibbs Dube vandiinaye muchirongwa. Gibbs, iye zvino tave nemumwe vadare vedu vari vesangano revatyairi vemarori mahombe kana matraka inonzi United Truck Drivers Association vaColin Chosa. Makadii vaChosa? Muri kundinzwa zvakanaka. Aiwa.
Ndirikunzwa yangu zvakanaka.
Tinotenda. Vachosa, totanga hangu nekufunga nekukanda mubvunzo uri muchirungu kuti tese tinge tichibatsirika mukunzwa zviri kuitika. Last week we understand your members were on a stay away. May you update us on the current situation?
Oh yes, it's true. Yes, yeah. Last week we had a stay away, which started on the 17th of January to the 4th of February. Officially, people started talking about it from the 31st of January to the 4th of February. The stay away went well. We had a lot of achievements so far from the period of the stay away. We have noticed that the media and also officials in the higher authorities started talking about the issues or the grievances that were put across by the United Truck Drivers Association.
So what are the grievances?
The grievances that civilians are harassing foreign drivers, asking for papers, and driver's license. They take away those papers, they tear them away. So after that, they go on talking, saying that they are illegal. And yet they are the ones who took those papers. So those were some of the grievances. And the issues were taken to the police. Some are still with the police. And some of our grievances were that the law was not being exercised fully on the perpetrators. But as a result of this tear away, we have noticed some changes on the authorities, especially on the police, that there were some arrests being made. Recently, they tried to demonstrate here in Cape Town, but they were quickly arrested for such behavior. And we also have an unconfirmed case. It's just one case today of a truck. Of a truck driver who was complaining that his truck was bent, but it's not yet confirmed. But those are some of the things that we are facing. And yes, we have seen a lot of progress in terms of changes in regards to our stay away, meaning that the message which was sent to the authorities, it was received. And we are starting to see some action now on the ground. So we are very happy about that.
And what are your employers saying about this?
Of course, they complain. It's the usual thing. They complain, but, well, what can they do? This is being perpetrated by people who are, you know, saying we are protesting. Our voices were not heard. So it's just an ongoing thing. We are living with it.
And I suspect that you are fearing for your lives, right?
Yes, every day it's fear. Every time you climb onto that track, then your life expectancy is reduced, you know. We just live with fear, and also the trauma caused by the actions. Imagine you are a father, you are driving your truck, then someone just comes and say, jump up and claps you. Imagine that experience alone. Even after that, you won't be the same. So most of our members, we are living with that fear, and of which it's one of the major grievances that we sent to the government to say, please bring a stop to such activities.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Chosa. I'm trying to bring in Professor Ricky Mukonza, but I'm not sure whether he is available because I'm seeing him in staging here. I don't think he's readily available. Let's see. Imi vachosa ndofunga nerimirwa munokuluma futi ka
aiwa anditauri
anikuluma ndava ndabambi tichaedza kuvabata parunhare kuti vange vachikuluma asi timbudza nerimirwa mai rweshona kuti zvii zviri kuitika kwamuri tinonzwa kuti mamusiri kuenda kumabasa kweshondo rose svondo rapera
Svondo rese tanga takazorora takaita inonzi yo tools down tanga takambogadzika zvokushandisa pasi tichiratidzira kuhurumende nemarelevant authorities ekuno kusouth africa kuti anga achitarisa matambudziko ari kusanganikwa nesuma driver mumugwagwa matambudziko akafanana nekuti vanhuwo zvavo vanongouya vachingoti tipei mapepa tipei ma-driver's license vachibvunza mibvunzo yakawanda wanda votora mapepa aya then vobvarura then automatically you become watove an illegal immigrant ndo madambudziko atandiri kusangana nawo saka sesangano takakurudzira mamembers edu kuti sekuratidzira ngatimboisai matools down chirongwa ichi chakaenderera zvacho mberi zvakanaka hapana kuitika dambudziko rekuti kuti zvinhu zvakapwanywa kana kuti violence yakaitika hapana tairatidzira zvedu tiri kudzimba.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I now have Mr. Bernard Ndavambi. Well, sorry, I've mentioned his name. I didn't check with him whether he's comfortable with that. But he's a member of the United Truck Drivers Association. Mr. Ndavambi, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Mr. Ndavambi.
Yes, muri kunzwikira kure. Angazi kuti Gibbs yakuzwa.
Maybe I need to speak louder.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, is it better now?
Gibbs, can you hear him?
Yes, but you can up it.
Okay, if you can shout, it's just for some few minutes. Go ahead, Mr. Ndavambi. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. It's fine.
Okay. So, Gibbs.
And thank you for having me also.
Yeah, I just tell you, Tom, what the Uhamba Jan went up. How's it going?
Sengathi
wena ngwakho ke bake bakwethusela yini kumbe wazi abanye abayethuselwe
abazanga bathusele mina mara sinawo ama records njengoba mina ngiyinye member vele ye United Drivers Association ngimmeli wawo umunye wabameli bayo association le. So ngisinawo ama records vele akhona ku website yethu and ayakhomba vele ukuthi lo ubashile lo bamshayile bathatha amapepa wakhe wawadabula vele amapisi abanye wahamba nawo sasa vele bayenza i-roadblock futhi baphinde bathi i-people are not documented. Asali kuthi bangaba bakhona mara bayadabula amapepa.
Isingathi-ke lina khonapho uhulumente uthini silike lakhulumisana la yini ngakhonakho
ukukhulumisana nabo
ye lo hulumente.
I-government siyibhalele angithi sayibhalela since u-October last year. Sibe singasheshi ukuthola impendulo mara sakuchubeka vele sayenza i-action yethu vele ukuthi senze i-stay away e-soft sikhomba vele ukuthi heyi asikho safe la. Sabona vele i-social media vele yasilanda sakhuluma i-government sibe sithumele ama-email aphendulwa vele leso sikhathi sicabanga ukuthi vele i-stay away le ibe effective too much ku-government and kuza la ku-platform yase-social media ngoba i-social media vele ine-power yenza ukuthi noma i-government vele ingafuni vele kushega vele hhayi bazwenza i-action noma ungasiphenduli siyabona vele ukuthi sebebopha abantu babo ngoba 2 days ago babe bakhona babhale i-stike yabo e-Cape Town baphinde bayiyenza bavala imigwaco mara mabavala kwashesha vele baboshwa bayi-15. So siyabona vele it's for the first time kubona lokho vele ukuthi abantu bayenza i-protest endleleni bavala imigwaco bakhuluma indaba zamadrayiva babotshwa. These are my first time since 2011 ngiza la.
Singathi-ke alethuki yini lina kumbe ngithi kulethusa kanganani khonokho okwenzakalayo njalo le ndlela yokuzivikela yini?
Anytime bhuti wami impilo ingachitheka vele anytime. Ubani nomubani uma mina ngikhuluma kanje endleleni anything is possible mara that's why sazama ukuthi sibe ne-association sibe legal sikwazi kuba kuba i-voice for the voiceless. Manje sokungathi kuyasebenza noma bona be-ATDF kunasinethi i-ATDF from KZN yiyo kahle kahle ine-violence leyo mara angeke sikwazi ukuthi yonke i-action eyenzakalayo vele nakonke vele kushaya abantu nokuwathathela amaphepha vele nokubancindisela yibo mara imoda zoparandi nalawa vele abantu bayenza la ngala ngala yiyo vele imoda zoparandi indlela bebasebenza nayo be-ATDF. So azikwazi ukuwakhipha kunalezi zindawo vele.
Ye kunjalo ke jonga siyamuzwa simthutheni. So basically he's saying that they've written to the government and they are willing to go all over the show like on social media, you know, to highlight their plight. And he says, you know, they're fearing for their lives. Mm-hmm. Like what Mr. Chosa was saying, you know, that the situation is really bad on the ground. And he says they will try by all means to highlight their plight whenever it is necessary.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. And this is Yokutiva Ndabambi. Mune nguva here kuti munogona kumboramba muri pachirongwa chedu.
Andogona kumbotimira sho.
Thank you. Siyabonga kakhulu. Keep on holding. Let me try to see if Professor Mkonza can come in, Gibbs. Hello, Professor
Mkonza. Yeah, I think he's got a challenge there.
Maybe. Yes.
So, we are going to go to the South Africa.
Mr. Dube, in the way of operation, if we mundo understand that, which is together, because remember, remember, Mr. Dube, we have an organization every push out to bring our land back, every big and every ngati, every condition, we have show.
Yes, Jonga, what he's saying is that indications are that there are some political parties that are actually feigning this kind of harassment of foreigners. So he says, Operation Vidula on its own cannot stand, on its 2 feet. So what's happening is that there are certain whites that are pushing a certain agenda. He says, remember the demand by some black South Africans for land, So he says some people got upset about.
Okay. Maybe we can hear from.
Yes. Okay, so can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So they are saying they want people to, focus on these trivial issues instead of the land question in South Africa. So he's really not happy about what is going on in South Africa. So he says black is black against black now.
Okay, let's hear from Mr. Chosa. Mr. Chosa, your take on what the other gentleman just said.
Yeah, that one it's a big issue. I'm not very sure if I can say or agree with him on that aspect, but it looks like that there are some elements, but without evidence to say there are elements that are feigning that, I don't think I can agree on that one. The situation, yes, people, they are fighting for their territories, And to me, I think they are fighting the wrong people, because we are all of the same mother. We are all of the same color. Why should we fight one another for territory when we know the people who don't belong to this continent? They are there and they are actually free. Nobody harassed them. But if you look at me, your fellow brother, then you say, to Dula, and you know, it doesn't make sense. But anyway, it's a topic for other institutions to deal with that. Institutions like Pan-African institutions, those can tackle those issues very well.
But you said this is a brother versus brother issue. The fact that the other brother is accusing you of stealing his job, and those other people, foreigners from other countries, say white, they see them as people who are bringing employment to them, not stealing their jobs from them.
Yes, like I said, that it might be a wrong institution to talk about that, because this issue goes deeper. It goes deeper than that. It comes to the way we are educated. We are educated to believe that other races can bring something good for us. Whereas if we are to go deeper, you would find that we as fellow brothers, we are the actual people who can help each other, other than someone from other lands. Because those people are doing it for their survival. They can just do anything to protect their territories. And we are just being victims.
And they exploit natural resources too.
You see, so we are just being victims of a system that is being perpetuated through, you know, colonial systems which were put in place. So the whole thing goes back to the educational system itself, because what we are dealing with now, we are not even taught in schools. Even our children are not even taught that in schools. So there's a very big misunderstanding among fellow brothers here.
Thank you so much.
So looking at you know, the dimension of this kind of problem, how best can it be tackled, you know?
In my own view, how best we can tackle this is that we create institutions, separate institutions from the traditional institutions that we know, institutions like SADC, institutions like AU. We must create specific institutions. Like, if we are to deal with the issues of land or issues of law, we must create institutions that really deals with our traditional laws as Africans, and also look into Eurocentric laws, the Roman Dutch laws. Because what I see, there's sort of an incompatibility here. Dutch law cannot be compatible with African laws. We need to take our laws to supersede foreign laws which were imposed on us. Because if you look at the constitution itself across Africa, the constitutions that they are using, they were designed to protect a lot from us. Whatever was taken from us is protected by the constitutions. So it needs institutions to deal with constitutions as well. Yeah, but like I said, I'm talking at a Pan-African level, where Pan-Africanists should create those institutions. And institutions like AU and SADC, ECOWAS, they must collaborate with the emerging institutions, because the emerging institutions are being created by the new generation, and of which the traditional institutions were created by the older generations. And so they are being irrelevant to the questions that are affecting people right now as we speak.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chosa. Give you still have Mr. Ndabambi on the phone.
Yes, Mr. Ndabambi. So, Mr. Ndabambi, is what you look for. I was saying, uzethi issue yethu ihambe kuhle uranza nokujonga kana mele usephumeliye so siyacela ube khona bojonga so ke ubona ngani kumele kwenzweni kwenze ukuthi konke lokhu kulungiswe ngemfanelo kuywa phambili khonapha abantu abantu
mina ngiyabonga mina ngibona ukuthi vele lento le inesikhathi vele abaningi bethu abaningi babosisi bethu nabobhuti bethu bazelwe bafundisiwe ukuthi vele into lezi sinendawo yethu sineculture yethu ayisiaccommodate abanye ma abanye sebebuya laphana sibheka bona ungathi asiboni bantu sibona inyamazana oyinye into emangazayo and asibamkheli kubangelwa kakhulu nendlela esikhula ngayo esifundiswa ngayo so mina ngibe ngithemba ukuthi isikhulu siyazabohulumeni all governments in Africa ukuthi basifundise sibe ne-curriculum maybe e-one ezofundisa abantu ukuthi alikho ilizwe lakhe lathola inkululeko lilodwa lisibele sasizana and namanje ayikho ilizwe elizophila lilodwa namandla osizwalo lisiphilele nje lingathengiselani nabanye lingahambiliselani nabanye alikho and imfundo siyafunda and futhi umuntu wase-Afrika oyaziyo kahle kahle ukuthi usukaphi mina kahle kahle ngiyazi ukuthi ngisuke eZimbabwe ngiyayidentifywa nephepha ilibhale nabelungu abelungu laba vele baba neproblem yokubhala bafaka ama-demarcation lawa ama-demarcation siyawavumela manje sithi sikhululekile kanti engqondweni yethu asikakhululeki njengamanje into yase-South Africa lapha i-document iphepha balwela lona ma ungenalo velala soyahlewa soyafa uyinyamazana awunarespect awuhlonipheke so angazi ngithemba ukuthi ama-government angazi ukuthi bakhulu ama-president abayiboni naye le ndawo ngoba bona bayabambana kahle khona manje nginikeze imfanekiso uyashayewa maybe ufuna kwenza ne-politician wasezimbabwe uyabaleka manje uyajamba ibhoda uhamba kanjani akuna document uyongena kunale lizwe bambiza i-diplomat mathi bathi diplomat bamnika epa ayamlanda la ahlala khona aphinde abe nabo security baleli lizwe mara thina siyasebenza sikhona la siyadonata siyaphumisa i-tax nani siyacontribute to the economy yelizwe lelo esihlala khona ahlonipheki bayasilanda wayawaye naselokishini.
Yes, I was a good game. Poggy, Okulumen, Uncle, I'm happy. What about Okulumen?
Okulumen, we are going to move to South Africa. I was wishing to sue up. You guys got his name because you're going to get young into. Young into. Maralau, Kumena, Kona, Chesabas, Alba, who was when I was a Kashebo, Namava, and the lady, Yabo, who was going to be a Zimbabwe. Maravasu, 90 years, 150 years back. So singena siyahlakahlakahlangana vele fanye bathi suke DRC amazulu asuka kuphi kuphi wabona asinayo i-origin esiyaziyo ikuthi i-African yethu singama-African mara ama-demarcation aze nabelungu siyachubeka naleyo ndaba ye-colonization that's why siyalo i-government kumele itakele lokho at the continental level and regional level and then i-country level.
Yes, siyabezwa lapha ejonga abakhulumayo. I think he's speaking the same language with Mr. Chosa on Pan-Africanism. He says, you know, these immigration papers are only pieces of, you know, written on pieces of paper, but Africans are Africans. So there should be some kind of coordination between governments, you know.
Yes, I think he wants to say something. Go ahead, Mr. Ndabambi.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Into vele mina engiyaziyo into angifanele ukuthi ngicele ukuthi ngiqaphe umfula ngiyakunale pressure yakomfula liyohlala khona abadala bethu ngokhawunta ngosamora macheno ngomandiwena bomgabe ukhamuzi bebahamba wekaba konkomo bebahamba bekula document bayohlala kahle khona manje sesikhululekile sokufunela kakuthi ngicele manje ngiyodaba umfula ngiyakwelinye indawo ngicele futhi angazi ukuthi inkululeko leyo ama-president siwavothelayo
Some of these marriages and whatever. Mm. South Africans are even complaining that Zimbabweans
that's what I wanted
are
to say.
Stealing their wives.
Their wives and the girlfriends.
That's another issue there. Maybe. So he's even touching the aspect of investment, you know,
yes.
Saying, you know, when outsiders come, especially whites, they make project proposals and get finances from the banks. So he says all that should change because blacks are being discriminated against. Yes. So I think there's an issue there. So maybe we can go to Mr. Nkululeko Gobalanda Mathe just briefly. Babu Mathe, now you want to go to the government, you want to go
why Benga Seven Sea, Eligi Gama, Eli language, Ababa Seven Sai, Benga Seven Suit to Dura or Eda, the Seven Sing, over on the Tarano Pusala to Matum Suit or would you wind up by Gama, this suit to Yongova Humuia or Pusale, but who could be only say Gama Lab. So I'm a fish, I would see Mr. Dube Maling over this card, taking Total Lab to another single food. A maple corn of this thing of toll. More man, the woman and Selena, so I think I would like to put a two thing amongst us to now. So I think I'm not to that.
Yeah, so there is a point here. So he so, yes. Come on.
But the Lord and the piece of another handbell, when I was simple, when I was simple, 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 okunye bangucela abantwini bakithi yes basidula kodwa asizameni isenzini ukuziphatha ukuziqoqa sihloniphe njalo sihloniphe namasiko abo aze besidudule kanjani asingabajukini sibabizele sibuka abantu abangafundanga sasa kuyajika sokathi thina yithi esirongo endaweni yabo asihlonipheni indawo yabo sibone ukuthi bazazibhibhila beze beyefika ngabo lo muntu osponsa lento le sibona ukuthi imali yakhe iyaphelela.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu kwamandla. So what he's saying here, Jonga, is something that is, you know, has not been said in the past. So he's saying that the royal family, that is the Zulu royal family, is not happy that these people are using the word or the phrase Operation Dudula. They're saying the person who's actually pushing this agenda is a guy that should be using Sutu or something, because they're saying they are not interested in this Operation Dudula. They've got an interest in their land, you know, getting their land back. Instead of what all that is happening. But nonetheless, he says even foreigners should make sure that they follow laws, South African laws, so that they don't find themselves in sixes and sevens. So he says, please, behave yourselves, and at the end of the day, you're going to get where you want to be. So that's the issue there.
Regai teams, gavuna, vachosa, vachosa. Hanzi vanoteeraiwo mitemo kuitira kuti munge muchikwanisa kugadzikana munyika yamuri. Tobva tangobatawo nyaya yekuti vamwe vanenge vachitaiwa migano yakazoviswa nevarungu. Asi chiri kushanda iye zvino ndochiripo chatakabata chemigano ichocho tofanira kunge tichizviteera. Pindurai tinzwe.
Aiwa mutemo unofanira kuteerwa. Ndosaka muchiona takaumba sangano reUnited Truck Drivers Association. Kuratidza kuti kuteera mutemo hatisuda kutora mutemo toisa mumaoko edu sezvinoita mamwe mapato vanotora mutemo oisa mumaoko avo. And at the end of the day ari kukwara it's your fellow brother, it's your fellow sister. Chandinokuda kukurudzira kune vamwe vedu vemuno muSouth Africa ndechekuti despite my problems esatinofesa but ngative ine tolerance to one another because we are all the same. We are all Bantu people, one of the greatest tribes or the biggest tribes in Africa, the Bantu. We are all Bantu because whether you speak Zulu, whether you speak Xhosa, whether you speak Shona, whether you speak Tswana, it's all Bantu. Saka ndoda kuvakurudzira ipapo kuti vange vatore that level of tolerance from that from the fact that we are all Bantu. Gatungo tolerate ani TSS7 vemunhu mumwe chete.
Asi vachosa pane chakaipa here kuti munhu kana kuti mwana wepamba ataurire vabereki kana kutsura mumwe wepane zvavo yakunokwata kuti aiwa enda unodya umba kwenyu.
Ishi yacho inodependa kuti tiri kuitorera papi. Because kana ari mwana wepa next door achinzi enda unodya umba kwenyu, pane mafactors anenge achiconsidwa pane kuti anenge achinzi akaenda kumba kwavo at least anokwanisa kudya. But ko kana ari mwana wepa next door pane nzara, can we encourage mwana wedu kuti dzinga here mwana auya kuti azodyawo nesu pano? Nekuti kumba kwavo hakuna chekudya. Saka mamwe macircumstances ane merit. Dai kuzvitotarisa merit yacho. Mukatarisa kuti tiri kuno kuSouth Africa vazhinji and vamwe vari all over the world. They are not there by choice. Anti munoona. Pane chakatoita kuti asumuke munhu achiti rega ndiende kunotsvagawo mafuro manyoro. Izvozvo ndozvimwe zvatinofanira kuconsider. Saka kana my fellow brothers eda kana chiti tarisa, they must also look at the merits of our cases. Why are we here? We are not here by choice. And as they, because of circumstances.
They are urging Zimbabweans to go back home and rebuild their economy and make sure that it matches, if not surpass, theirs. What's your response to that?
I think based on the experiences that we have experienced now, everyone now thinks or is just preparing to go home and do something to develop home. For these past years, you'd find that all those efforts were repressed or they were suppressed by force of arms. That's why you find people could not do something significant to change their lives, because the minute you start even by advocating, you are labeled, you are a terrorist or something of that sort, or you are jailed. So the environment at home really did not promote, you know, such innovation. But we hope that if the political landscape is to change, maybe a new government is going to come in, something like that, we are all going to rally back home to start developing the place. And because during this period, a lot of people have gained a lot of experience. It's true. It's true. We can go back and develop home better than any other countries. If we are to look at our historical background, we are actually advanced in terms of some other aspects. If we are to talk of land at home, land belongs to the people. But in some other countries, they still don't own land, even after some years of independence. So, yes, it's very, very practical and very, very possible. We can go back home and develop home.
So right now, what is stopping you from going home?
Whatever forced us from leaving home is still there. The problem or that factor is still there. It's not factored out yet. But you'll find the minute that problem is factored out, we'll go back home faster than we came here.
So I assume it is the economic situation and political situation as well. So maybe something else, I don't know.
It's economic. It's economic. Myself, when I was home, I was not even politically active. But I was just an ordinary person trying to do business in my space. But because of inflation and unfriendly, you know, policies within our circles, we could not even do something that is meaningful to sustain even myself, not talking of my family. So, yeah, the situation is not friendly. It's not friendly.
And at the same time, there are these things that we cannot ignore, and most of them are very social in terms of your interaction with South Africans. You know, when it comes to the level of having girlfriends and all those kind of things, is that a problem, really? That can lead to...
I don't see any problem, because most of these South Africans, they are our relatives. You see, when they were starting mining here, our fathers, our forefathers, our grandfathers were taken from Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe here. And they've got a lot of families here. These are our relatives. They just don't know that we are related by blood. So that issue to say we are taking their girlfriends from who? Because they are ours. We are the same people.
Yes, yeah, come on, quiet.
Like I said, that is just a misunderstanding. We need to educate ourselves in terms of our historical backgrounds and define who really we are. You'd find that, do you know there are Xhosas in Zimbabwe there?
Yes, yes, yes. In
Yes, you see. Mm-hmm. So we are just one and the same people. I don't know who's putting those barriers or who's defining all those things. But to me, we are the same.
What I know is that there are Xhosas, there are Vendas, there are Sotos, there are Ndebeles who are half Zulu, you know?
Yes, so, yes.
Just like that, you know?
Yes, everyone in Zimbabwe is also here. But and to hate ourselves to such levels, to say to Dula or to give each other names, it just shows that misunderstanding. I don't blame them myself, because they were not taught.
But Mr. Xhosa, is it not that you are saying this for your advantage?
No, it's a fact. It's a fact. It's not for my advantage. It's a fact. We are related.
let's hear from Mr. Dababi Gibbs.
Yeah, Dababi. This is our talk. Please, go to the church and have a fast baby.
Abafazi kahle kahle uyabona ma ulala nomfazi imvumelano and kunentando phakathi yethu sithu akufuni umuntu westart and silawo thina siyacrossa border nabo vele bala eSouth Africa ama driver bayoceda vele inyanga or 33 days ukuya DRC azabuye back uzoba ngalambanga la embedeni laba uzobashapha uzoba negirlfriend yasezimu aphume aye Zambia unayo aphume Zambia eDRC kunayo aphinde abe nemafoni vele wabona akuna nkinga lapho and any problem if you see si wala eSouth Africa athandana nomlungu ayikho problem bashap lakho manje yini problem ukuthi ngizothandana na sisi la mina isi uyangithanda nami ngiyazama ilakhi yami uyangithanda kunani problem ayiboni nkinga asibathathele abafazi thina ngoba bogogo bethu bahlangahlangene khona manje e-Orange Farm nogogo wami ugogo lo umna wakhe uthethwe nomalume wami wasezimu emasingo waze washonela le ugogo lo masiyofika endlini yami ke manje ukhuluma ishona lula lula manje sihlukanaphi thina uzalilela uwahlala la wathanda umuntu wasezimu wayoshonela khona eZimbabwe yini problem
so akuna nkinga la
mina njengamanje mina ngitwa uBernard Njabambi waseZimbabwe ilicense yami noma ngiyiphumisa eMthatha ngisuke kona izolo amapolisi abathi akekho umfundi abantu waseZimbabwe uNdabambi walapha emabhondweni mangiye KZN bathi kwaDukuza kostenga mangifika kona nedelivery amapolisi abayangimisa ama-traffic cops bayabona ilicense yami bathi lethi passport ngilethi passport bathi uNdabambi wena ngithi yebo bathi akekho uNdabambi wasezimu uNdabambi bakhona la emazulwini ngithi angazi ukuthi boba abantu bagugu akungikompe ngiyabafuna namanje manje sihlukanaphi thina inkinga yethu yini mani nikeza ubhudi uyastrike wala eSouth Africa uyayibona iphasi ibhaliwe uNdabambi ukuthi uyahlanya uthe ufuna ukuthatha amashansi la ngoba ilizwe lethu namhla lishapu lakini leli moshakele mara izolo elethu libe liyi-bread basket lifida wonke umuntu wasezathi today kwamoshakala laphana ama-government lawo a-answerable ngoba isikhathi sokuthi kutshintshwe I don't want to be political too much ukuthi itshintshwe ilizwe lethu i-political landscape ngabo-2008 uthwangilayi wawinile overwhelmingly kwaza ubaba uThabo Mbeki he was an African chair at that time wanegotiata deal ye-unity government kwaphela kuzangitshintshe lutho after 4 years the lifespan of that GNU was dead and then the government still continued I'm not against it no and recently it happened again we thought maybe the other side had won the election mara ubaba uRamaphosa was an African chair he went and congratulated the results. It's fine, but it was already disputed. So, South Africa has contributed to our situation. They must then just tell us to go and correct our issues there. They must also be in, because in Zimbabwe, at one time it was in. Thabo Mbeki was saying that Ma'apumfula, I Zimbabwe, who are speaker, I'm intelligence, I'm Lindile. Ne ID, yokunikeza uThabo Mbeki. Bamtshela ukuthi wena igama lakho manje bathi Simba Rush bamnikeza igama lesishona bahambe naye bayagcina le bayambalekisa la iSouth Africa izeyikhululeke manje bakhona amaloya ala eSouth Africa ba-advocate for Dudula bathi iZimbabwe azange isize lutho angazi ukuthi what kind of a lawyer becomes a legal practitioner without knowing history a problem le
hayi inkinga sebili bamba khona phoko yongathatshana jonga.
Yes, aiwa tangwa inyaya kati Simbe Gibbs iri kukurukurwa iyi. Tinoziva kuti mukurarama panoita nguva yekuti vanhu munenge muchiwirirana asi pasure vanhu vozotadza kuwirirana. Nhoroondo yedu iri kuratidza kuti Zimbabwe neSouth Africa dzakabva kure dzichidyidzana kubvira munguva yehondo wataura Gibbs nyaya yekuti bato rezapu raidyidzana nebato reANC mauto avo zipura nemukondo wesizwe vachitofambidzana asi ndozvinhu zvakushandurwa nevechidiki varikukura iye zvino tinotonzwa kana muZimbabwe chaimo pakaita nyaya dzimwe unonzwa vamwe vachitaura kuti nyika kana makaisunungura isungirirei payanga iri tinosunungura ndo maonero anenge akusiyana asi vasiri kuapreciata kana kutenda zvinenge zvakaitwa nevakafambisa ndima nguva iyoyo nguva yedu yaoda kuti tizei gifts ndofunga unogona kukanda kuna kana vamwe vatiinavo pachirongwa
mate elokucina kunapa elokucina so telefoni kwavanoda mate uyangizwa mwakona pose lokucina baba pose lokucina so telefoni pose lokucina
vasi kunzwikwa
inkosi yatiflathela ilizwe leSouth Africa inkosi umzilikazi bathi beyinikeza umlenze yathi yona umlenze wenkomoni lowo ezakithi engoma zona zikhona yawala kudla umlenze ukhuni lwemzina lo ukhuni lungaziwayo baqala ubaswa so iganga kithi likhona asithezenini ekhaya singahlanhlati kumbe sesigcwala indawo yonke mna ngu-advise lokho sisacela abantu babethu ngenye imini sebesenigeria khona
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke so is advising Zimbabwe is to stay away from other people's girlfriends and wives in South Africa. He says in the minute he's saying that don't use firewood from certain trees which you cannot use, you know, because at the end of the day it's going to make fire. So make sure you make fire using proper firewood.
Yes, right? I remember that gives there some trees or wood that we're told not to use because they spark a lot when they put in fire.
That's right. You can have serious problems. You know?
Yes. Even it can spark into your eyes. Let's hear from Mr. Chosa. Vachosa, munoti ine mashoko
acho. Handina hangu zvakawanda. Handina comment.
Yeah, okay. Then tochitarisa mashoko edu ekupeta chirongwa. Zvii zvamukakurudzirawo vana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa kuti vange vachizvichengetedza nekuchengetedzeka munguva iyo ino nekuti tinoona kuti inguva yakaipa tingataurai tichiita kuti tiretse ndima pano nepapo tichiseka asi inguva yakaoma nekuti mukaona mapato ezvematongerwo enyika akupindira munyaya dzakadaro vachizova ndoku zvinoita kuti vawane mavhoti zvinokanganisa magariro evanhu
apa bhati rangu rapera raakutaura kuti foni after shutdown
right.
Asi chandingangoda kukurudzira vamwe vese vari kunoku ndechekuti ngavangotedzerawo mutemo varespektewo vamwe vedu vatinogara navo ivavavo tisaoneke tichienda pamberi kana kudzorera moto nemoto
tinotenda zvikuru Vachosa, regai tisare tiina vandavambi vape shoko ravo rekupedzisera Gibbs kana uine mubvunzo
mafuchani ndavambi maungizwa
baba ndavambi hanzi masoko enyu ekupedzisera mafuchani
mina nifuna kuti nikurume nyeti amaSouth African vobhuti vosisi vomama siyavatanda vonke kune just a problem encani ncane ncinci ngoba masiuya la eSouth Africa bayasivulela iminyango yabo siyadlala ezindini zabo endleleni singalwa mara ntambama siyohlalisana kumele nje silungise iproblem encane leyo kuphela sikwazi ukuhlangana kahle 100% mara
thank you so much baba ndavambi Gibbs nguva yedu ndoyasvika kumagumo ndofunga tinogona hedu kuti tinge tichivhara chirongwa chedu nekuti unongoziva hanzi hapana extra time pamutambo iwoyu
wevlivestock That's all right. So we don't have any extra time here. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Ndavambi, Mr. Chosa, and Mr. Nkululeko Kubana Ndabate, all are based in South Africa. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, ndichiti murara zvakanaka vateereri ndichitenda Baba Bernard Ndavambi, the United Truck Drivers Association, Vakolin Chosa, the United Truck Drivers Association, pamwe, nawa Gwalanda Mate, varimu South Africa. Toti, vateereri, murara zvakanaka.